Proclamation number 8029 of 31st of October, 1961. Clarification about the credibility of revelations. The spiritual current is certainly always the same which flows down from me to earth in order to pour into an open vessel, yet the vessels themselves are prepared differently and therefore cannot receive the ray with the same strength, which therefore also signifies a weaker effect of strength of what a person now utters as working of my spirit. Provided that it is possible to speak of a working of my spirit. For you humans must not forget that beings in the kingdom of the beyond also try to divest themselves of their knowledge, that they try to transfer this knowledge to people but are not instructed by me to teach people. And you always have to carry out this examination yourselves, which is certainly possible with my support. You should not reject prematurely, you should not accept prematurely. But you should know that I use every willing vessel in order to make myself known, because people's spiritual low level requires it. And I will always first try to encourage people to live a life of love, which is why, where love is emphasized again and again, my working cannot be denied. But caution is always advised when certain signs indicate that intellectual thinking switches on and produces intellectual results. When the human being has knowledge at his disposal which he applies, when he does not draw his knowledge from the original source but from the scriptures, which certainly testify to me but are not needed when I myself speak to you humans. For then you yourselves will no longer be able to distinguish what is my word or what is spiritual knowledge handed down through the scriptures. I have indeed said that, I will remind you of all that I have said to Yah when I walked the earth. But it is then that this word goes to you directly from me, and truly. My vocabulary is large. And I do not constantly repeat myself because I still have much to say to you and therefore I use every opportunity to instruct you. The intellect must not interfere, and this is the case when you convey alleged assignments to your fellow human beings which must not be regarded as revelations on my part. You then certainly have the will to be of service to me, yet your thinking and activity is still earthbound. You are moved by thoughts which do not yet testify to a complete absorption in me, and then you can also easily be influenced by those beings which do not work on my behalf, which are not entitled to a teaching activity, and you yourselves cannot distinguish who expresses himself through you. I bless everyone who devotes himself to me, who wants to serve me and seriously prepares himself to serve me as a receiving vessel of my spirit. And I also know about your will to be active for me. Nevertheless, I also require a serious examination on your part. I require that you remain in deepest humility and that you seriously only desire the supply of pure truth, which indeed first requires a life of love. Because only love kindles the right light in you, in the bright glow of which you will now also only understand that which you previously received as dead knowledge. Thus you will only now attain realization. After all, I want to instruct you, I want to illuminate your spiritual darkness and this certainly requires the divine teaching of love, the observance of which will kindle a light in you. But now you also have to let yourselves be enlightened by my light of love, and that means, to increase in wisdom. In knowledge which corresponds to truth. For it will only ever be a blessing if you receive such truthful knowledge which always requires a life of love. Without love you cannot receive this pure truth or you will not recognize it as such if it is conveyed to you from outside. Knowledge without love does not exist but then you can only speak of dead knowledge which is of little value to you and therefore need not be striven for. Wisdom can only ever arise from love, but you humans can only be encouraged to love but never forced to do so. And truly, only I myself can inform you of this, and therefore you will always be able to recognize my working by the fact that you are introduced to the truth. That knowledge is made accessible to you, which gives you an insight into my nature, into my reign and working, in which can therefore be recognized as profound divine wisdom. For my revelations only ever have the purpose of leading people out of spiritual darkness. Light, and to guide people out of their completely ignorant state into the state of realization, which, however, is only ever possible when a vessel surrenders to me without will and no longer allows its own thoughts to arise within itself. For my spirit must not find any resistance, which, however, is still present when the human will itself determines the direction of its thoughts. Amen.